USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
A repeat illegal immigrant accused of driving drunk and slamming into and killing an Indianapolis Colts player on Sunday morning is now facing state and federal charges. Prosecutors in Indiana just announcing they're charging Manuel Orrego Zavala with four felonies linked to the Sunday fatal car crash that killed running back Edwin Jackson and his Uber driver Jeffrey Monroe, who were standing outside Monroe's vehicle in the shoulder of a highway when a truck allegedly driven by the Guatemalan citizen hit them. Orrego Zavala's twice been deported. President Trump is using the case as another call to Democrats to work towards stricter immigration laws. 25.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States already sees evidence Russia is again interfering in America's election process, this time as it pertains to the midterm elections. Tillerson spoke in an interview he gave to Fox News while in Bogota, Colombia.
I don't know that I would say we're better prepared because the Russians will adapt as well. If it's their intention to interfere, they're going to find ways to do that, and we can take steps we can take.
But he says such interference will be hard to preempt. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats won't support a long-term budget deal that does not include protections for so-called dreamers, illegal immigrants brought here as children. Another short-term extension is likely before the government runs out of money late tomorrow, and serious talks are now beginning on striking a two-year deal. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
A repeat illegal immigrant accused of driving drunk and slamming into and killing an Indianapolis Colts player on Sunday morning is now facing state and federal charges. Prosecutors in Indiana just announcing they're charging Manuel Orrego Zavala with four felonies linked to the Sunday fatal car crash that killed running back Edwin Jackson and his Uber driver Jeffrey Monroe, who were standing outside Monroe's vehicle in the shoulder of a highway when a truck allegedly driven by the Guatemalan citizen hit them. Orrego Zavala's twice been deported. President Trump is using the case as another call to Democrats to work towards stricter immigration laws. 25 states are now under winter weather alerts and other advisories for a big winter storm that's moving through much of the country. The National Weather Service says locally heavy snow and some significant icing problems can be expected across the Ohio Valley and into the Northeast. The storm currently affecting Washington, Philadelphia, and New York City. And this is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
President Trump reportedly wants to highlight the service and sacrifice of those who serve in the U.S. military by holding a major military parade in Washington. The Washington Post is quoting sources as saying Mr. Trump made the directive to his top generals during a meeting on January 18th, though no date or cost for such a parade has been discussed. Vice President Mike Pence saying that the United States is not done issuing sanctions on North Korea. In fact, Pence says that the toughest and most aggressive sanctions ever will soon be announced.
While in Japan on his way to the Winter Olympics in South Korea, Mr. Pence met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. After that meeting, Mr. Pence spoke about the regime in Pyongyang.
We will continue to intensify our maximum pressure campaign until North Korea takes concrete steps toward complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization.
Mr. Pence also said North Korea must abandon its nuclear and its ballistic missile program. I'm John Clemens.
And MGM Resorts International is renumbering the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas, where a shooter opened fire on concertgoers last October. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reporting Mandalay Bay will change the numbers on floors 31 through 34 to be floors 56 through 59. The company says the floor numbers will be changed by the end of the week. The room where the shooter opened fire remains closed.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
So do you live from your head, your heart, your gut, or all three? Today, we're going to discuss how living from each area can affect the decisions we make and our health, and as well as like things that the other decisions we're going to make in our life. You know, there's different times, I believe, that we have to follow different parts of our body. And we got a special guest coming up, Nanette Hucknell, and she is got a great book out, How to Live from Your Heart. But before we get on to the heart, let's talk about these others. If you just had to say how you knee-jerk, what kind of reactions you have or decisions you make, we'll start with you, Dr. Anderson. Are they head, heart, gut?
You know, I would put it in terms of time frame. So, you know, if it's a short term, you're going to have to make an immediate reaction. That's gut. You're that's basing gut. It off past experiences.
That's true.
That in my case, and the next would be mind, is that if there's more time to think about it or, you know, to mull over the decision, what you're going to do, it ends up being mind. And then the last is, you know, adding on the emotional component is like, oh, well, I didn't think about that, would not be good for this person or whatever. And then the emotional ends up being the last overlay.
So which one do you usually follow?
Well, again, it depends on the time. If a car is crossing in front of me, I'm going with my gut reaction because it's telling me to swerve to avoid the car. I'm not going to start pulling out a calculus book and a slide rule and figuring out if
I'm going to hit one. What if it's not like an emergency, though? Okay, I'm going to skip over. All right.
No, I think that's gut. You're going with your gut.
Yeah.
You know, that's past experiences. That's accumulated past experiences that's giving you that gut reaction on what to do in an acute situation. And then you may have time to think through it. That's training, is the gut reaction. I like it when there's a code, right? You're called to a code. You're not thinking about it. It's reactionary. You know that this is the order you've been trained in to do. That's a gut reaction. And then, you know, if things aren't going the way is, you may have to think through a problem to resuscitate the patient. And then, you know, after it's all done and said, then the emotion comes in of, you know, now I got to go talk to the family and tell them survived, didn't survive, what's going on. And now that piece comes in, but it's pushed to the side. I think that's medical training. I mean, it forces you to push the emotion to the last overlay because you can't let it interfere with the first two.
Yeah. I'd say that's
Dr. Gammon's nodding over here. He gets it.
I'd say that's probably true in a lot of professions. I mean, firefighters, they can't sit there and go,
I agree. I don't think it's limited to healthcare.
Do I want to go in there? You know, they just do it.
I don't think it's limited to healthcare or physicians and nurses and things like that. But that's why anything that involves training like that, firefighters, police officers, military, that's why you have training, is so that it becomes just reactionary.
But, you know, I would have to say in my life, like when I decided to marry Walter, it was kind of like a, all of the above. My gut told me, yeah, this is a good decision. My head told me, he's really smart. You'll be able to have good conversations with him. This is a good decision. And my heart, of course, told me, yeah, this is somebody I could love my whole life. So sometimes it's all three, right?
Yes.
You had time to think about it.
All right. What about you? Head, heart, gut?
Well, it depends on the type of decision. I think, as we've discussed, certain decisions have to be what I call tactical. Always relate it to a game of chess or a war. So sometimes you have to make an immediate decision. It's based on past experience, and you have an immediate reaction. It might be a knee-jerk reaction, but you have an immediate tactical reaction. So taking the case of the firefighter, if they run out to a building that's on fire, there may be some immediate things have to be done, like get the gas line turned off, for example. But then the fire chief steps back and he's looking at the overall situation. He's going to make strategic decisions on how to fight this fire. So I think it's a combination of tactical and strategic, and it depends on how much time you have to make a decision.
Okay, now let's spin this entire thing into health. So do you guys feel that you need to teach people to have reactions in all of these areas? So you have to teach them, yeah, you don't want to do these things because if you use your brain, you know and learn that this is dangerous or this isn't good for you or the long-term effects. And then your heart's got to be in it. Say you tell them, hey, you know, we want to reverse your diabetes, but they got to buy in with their heart.
I think diabetes is a good illustration. if I have someone with unstable diabetes, I have to do immediate action. They might need to be immediately put on medication, insulin shots or medications. But then I have to step back and say and talk to them and convince them and inspire them that the root cause is your lousy nutrition. And here's the right way to get your nutrition so you can get this diabetes under control. So one's tactical, well, the other one's more strategic. And, of course, the harder one, the nutrition, is the ultimate cure.
You know, that, well, I was going to use the example. We spend more of our time by fighting the hard part because it's the hard part and you got to, you know, let me use the eating. But I like my donuts, you know. They make me feel good. So, you know, I'm battling their emotional response because the tactical and the strategic says, you know, the gut and the heart, say, I mean, the gut and the mind say you shouldn't be eating those things. Well, the reason they keep doing it is because that person's dominated by their, you know, emotional response right. to it, their heart. And so, you know, it's more fighting that. They need to get rid of some of their heart influence and start listening to their mind.
Well, part of that, logic. I mean, could be a generational thing. A lot of times there's emotion tied with eating.
This is because we've given trophies and ribbons to all the kids.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Everybody's a winner, you know. So it's like they don't like to have their feelings hurt. Yeah, no. If you're going to bring that up, I'm going to.
Just saying, he says. No, but honestly, if we can get people, when we're talking about nutrition in general, we can get people to start looking at it as fuel and not so much of the emotional attachment. Oh, but I have to eat, you know, biscuits and gravy because that's what we always do on Saturday morning.
But you're fighting society because, you know, there is so much of our culture, any culture, wrapped up in the acquisition, preparation, and consumption of food that, you know, it is past any of just the logic of I need fuel, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're battling not just the individual, but a societal norm of, you know, it's mealtime. We sit down, we gather, we cook, we eat, right? That's tough to break those norms, those institutionalized behaviors.
Somehow it doesn't taste the same when it's raw veggies, right? Oh, look, we made a meal together. Crunch, crunch.
Yeah. But it goes back to, you know, I love it. You know, Walter's talked about there's been a couple meals in my lifetime where it's like drugs. I mean, it was like there was a buzz, big time buzz afterwards, right? Where everything was put together. And it wasn't one of those holiday meals. It was usually, there's a reason people used to do that because they could get the buzz out of it. I still think they do it today, right?
I agree with that. Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. That's the time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. So, RMIT University, maybe my favorite new place. Listen to this. They just invented a small capsule that you swallow. It measures the gases within the colon looking for disturbances of the microbiome as well as cancer and other things. And it just passed human trials, is going into full research mode. And if it passes, no pun intended, clinical trials, it could revolutionize how we analyze the gut. Perhaps maybe doing away with colonoscopies and that whole clean out process. I mean, can you imagine if we didn't have to do that anymore? And I mean, you'd have to, if they found something, you'd have to still go in. But in the screening process, can maybe get rid of that. And one very interesting thing they found when they were doing this research with this new capsule, did you guys know this, that the colon has long been thought that inside the colon there's not oxygen?
Right.
Yeah, well, they proved it wrong. So there is oxygen, and the more fiber you eat, the higher the oxygen levels in the colon. So this could really explain, they didn't go into this, but my, you know, World According to Judy brain was going off, that this could explain why people that have high fiber diets have less colon cancer. Because they're
true.
Oxygenated the inside of their colon.
I think the oxygen helps fuel the right gut biome. Also.
I see a new market. Mm-hmm. Oxygen enemas.
Oh, my gosh. He did not. Okay, we're going to be back here in just a minute with our special guest, Nanette Hucknall, and she talks about her new book, How to Live from the Heart.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. CoolSculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With CoolSculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While CoolSculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your CoolSculpting provider can help you decide if CoolSculpting is right for you. Our CoolSculpting specialist can help you learn more about CoolSculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, we are talking today about living from your heart, your gut, your head. We've got a special guest coming up, Nanette Hucknall. She actually has a great book out called Live From Your Heart. I just got to give a shout out to all of our stations coast to coast. We really appreciate you airing the show. If you're listening, wherever you're listening,
Please let your station know that you like having the Staying Young show on the air and that you like to keep us around. And if you missed the beginning of the show, or maybe you missed last week, you can always find the podcast of the shows and Stay Young Medical Minutes under Staying Young Show 2.0.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, on today's Immortal Minute, we're going to merge climatology and longevity. So we have a study, several studies actually, and this is a lecture given at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University out there in liberal California.
Hey, showing. We like liberal California. We play in liberal California.
I'm just observing, but just showing that a warmer climate will extend lifespan. So as we warm the climate, we're all going to live longer. So estimating the United States, 2.5 degree raise in temperature, average temperature, would save roughly 40,000 lives a year, the same number that are lost due to automobile deaths.
Wow. What about all the people that are freezing to death?
Why is that?
So it used to be, actually, in researching this, it looked, there's some evidence that they, you know, they did animal studies in mice and worms. And the thought was if you slowed down the metabolic processes with cold, and there's some studies that said maybe these animals and species would live better in a cold environment. Some of the initial research went to that. Mostly with the warming, the stress on the organism, because you're not trying to generate all that heat.
Energy.
That actually is what slows down the metabolism because you're not having to break down the cells and turn over the cells as quickly as you do when it's in cold weather.
That's fascinating. Hey, we've got a great guest on with us, Nanette Hucknall. Thank you for coming on the show. She's the author of the book Living From Your Heart. And I think you got a couple books out there, Nanette, but we're glad you're on the show with us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show.
So we're curious what made you want to write this book, Living From Your Heart.
Well, first of all, I actually have done a few workshops on Living From Your Heart. And every time I did a workshop, the people would say, do you have a book? So that was one of the main reasons. But another main reason is that I'm really concerned a little bit about the young people that are always on their iPhones, texting and doing all of that, and are only working with their minds. And there's not any interaction anymore where they could use their hearts. And I find that really disturbing in terms of our future.
It's not just the young people. I mean, I see this all the time in older people. I mean, people that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, they're like addicted to their phones.
Exactly. And they're not interacting, but they're also not really realizing that the heart is an incredible instrument that you should be using all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use your heart when you're texting. You're using your mind, which is, I'm not saying the mind is bad. The mind is wonderful. You need your mind. But you also need to use your heart and use the functions of your heart, which honestly most people don't even know about, and which my book goes into.
So How to Live from the Heart is the title of the book, How to Live. So give us the how. So first of all, what does it mean to live from your heart? And then let's kind of go through some of the hows.
Well, first of all, the heart I'm speaking about is not your physical heart. It's a heart center, which is right in the center of your chest. It's the part in which you feel love, and you actually feel the warmth coming from that center of your chest when you love somebody. You feel emotion there. For example, if someone's hurt your feelings, you know, you feel like your heart's going to break, as the old saying goes. Mm-hmm. You'll feel that contraction in that center of your chest. So this is where the heart center is. But it has, most people think the heart is only for loving or for compassion or just for emotions like this, but it has a lot more functions that people really don't know about. For example, it's where your intuition is, and it's where all your creativity is. Your inspiration and your creativity is in your heart, and also your discernment is in your heart in terms of understanding what you need to do every situation. So it can help you.
That's why people say follow your heart, right? This is what they mean.
Exactly. That's exactly what they mean. And it's also the part in you that's connected to your higher self, which is the spiritual part of you, which also has a wonderful understanding and which is a part of you that a lot of people don't understand and use enough.
So when we talk about like relationships, how can you use your heart in relationships?
Well, it's very important to use in relationships because the heart is the can hear, it can listen. In other words, for example, if a friend of yours comes and asks you for advice, most people immediately give what they would do in a situation. It's coming again from their mind. But instead of just, you know, thinking what you would do, if you just link your heart with that person's heart, they're talking to you, you're going to pick up more intuitively what the person really is talking about. So instead of coming out with your opinion, it's important to really come back to that person with questions to make help them to get to a deeper understanding themselves. So whatever solution they come up with comes really from them, not from you, because then they'll own it. Then they'll use it. So that's one of the ways in which you can use your heart in relationships. And I have a whole section about relationships. But it's also about if you're in a relationship and living with somebody, it's about understanding by listening to them, really expanding your understanding of that person. And when you have a problem, instead of just immediately, you know, hitting the person over the head with, I don't like what you just did, blah, 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 and so on, it's learning how to confront a person. For example, if someone really hurts your feelings, instead of responding back right away, you know, with anger, which makes them get defensive.
Give them the silent treatment.
Yeah. Well, you don't give the silent treatment either, because what you're doing is you're taking all that hurt feeling inside and you're making it bigger and bigger and stronger.
Right.
And stronger.
That's true. It makes it worse, right?
It makes it much worse, so that when you do confront the person, it's with anger. So instead, if you can just let the anger go and then get link with your heart, because the heart will make you feel calm. It will bring you to a place of that inner sense of calmness. So then when you confront the person, instead of hitting them over the head, which most people do, you instead, you know, come up from a place of, you know, when you said this to me, it made me feel hurt. Instead of hitting them over the head, you know, let's talk about this. You know, why did you say that? But not with that anger in your voice, just with saying it without wanting to really, you know, talk about it in a calm manner. And that's very important in relationships, because most people don't communicate. I've done a lot of couples therapy, and people come and their main problem is they don't communicate with each other.
Yeah.
And then they take a problem, they fester with it. You know, it gets worse and worse and worse.
And then they go, do you remember when, about 3 months ago? Hey,
well,
we got to go.
Three
years ago, right?
3 years ago.
We got to go to a break, Nanette. When we come back, I want to talk about how living from your heart can actually help you at work. And for our listeners, don't forget, write this number down, 844-WELL-100. You're going to need it.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to biotbalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Every day, courageous, patriotic dreamers lose their status. Every day, the American dream slips further out of reach.
Nancy Pelosi says she's not going to support a long-term budget deal without protections for dreamers. The House Democratic leader saying the budget agreement being worked on right now does include some Democratic priorities, but does nothing to advance bipartisan legislation to protect young immigrants here illegally, from the House floor saying,
as members of Congress, we have a moral responsibility to act now to protect Dreamers who are the pride of our nation.
It's looking like a short-term extension will happen before the government runs out of money tomorrow as talks continue to strike a two-year budget deal. The president deciding whether or not to release a Democratic memo challenging claims about alleged FBI surveillance abuses, talking yesterday in Ohio.
But did we catch them in the act or what? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, did we catch them in the act?
The president's supposed to make a decision soon. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, we've been talking about living through your heart, your head, your gut. Which one do you live through? We've got a special guest with us, Nanette Hucknall, and she actually has a book out, Living, How to Live from Your Heart. She teaches this a lot to people in different areas. And Nanette, I love what we've already kind of started talking about, but let's talk about living from your heart as it pertains to work. In the workplace, in the job, on the job.
Well, actually, that's a very good place to use your heart, because you're, when you go into a meeting with people, first, before you even get into the meeting, just link with your heart, and just what it does, it puts you into a very calm place so that you can start to hear what's being said in that meeting, and respond in the words that also are very clear and focused on what the subject is. That's one of the ways you can do it. It's also important in terms of relationship with the people at work to really listen to them with your heart, like I was talking to before about before. But, you know, I'll give you a good example. When I was in my early 40s, I was an art director, and I worked for a cosmetic company, and my boss, I was a woman boss, and she was actually extremely nasty to deal with, really, really difficult. And no one liked her. And it was just awful to even go into a meeting with her because she was very controlling. And I hired a friend of mine to work, do some work for me. And I noticed that every time he went with me in a meeting with her, she would be a different person. She would just change and be sweet and nice.
Because he was a boy?
Yeah. And I thought that. I said, well, maybe this is because he's a man. But that wasn't really true, because my men colleagues also had a lot of problem with her. So it wasn't just the fact that I was a woman and she was a woman. It was because, you know, she was who she was. But so I said to him, what happens? What do you do? Do you do anything when you go into that room? He said, yeah, I immediately send love to her from my heart.
Aww.
And I was shocked. And that's the first time I started learning about using your heart. So after that, I started doing that, and she started being nice to me. So it's quite a revelation for me at that time, and it was something that started me really kind of saying, well, the heart really, other than just love, though, I think it has a lot more functions that it can help you with.
I think people know when you don't like them. Or would you say that? I'm going to ask the doctor. Do you think people know or sense when you enter a room and you don't like them, without, even if you don't tell them?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's the whole body language thing. And mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd be interested if, you know, your observation was, you know, how did he, quote, send love? Was it, you know, he, you know, crossed his hands and leaned back and looked at her in a pleasant way. I mean, you know, you looked more affable and or, you know, what was the signal that, quote, sent love her way?
That's a good question. Nanette, was there something his body language showed that he was doing that?
Well, I don't remember, quite frankly. I don't think so, but it could be also. I mean, that's a very good point you brought up there.
Well, even if you just cognitively think it, if you're just in your mind, say, you know, I'm going to reach out to this person. It's just in your conscience. You know, you're thinking it. You're going to tend to sit differently and look differently.
Or mirror their actions.
And mirror their actions, you know, facial expressions. I mean, these people who sit there and dissect the, you know, which muscles are twitching when you're angry versus, you know, I mean, we send signals right out of the chute, you know, based on facial expressions. See, Dr. Gammon just looked over me like I was nuts. So, I read his mind. He's like, okay.
We all know when our wives are not happy with us, you get the look.
A look.
That look is well defined. We don't need science to help us with that.
No. Nanette, have you ever given the look?
No. But I do have a good one for you to analyze from you, doctor. I was working and there was a guy that was, I did production in my agency, and he had a terrible temper, and he was another one that everybody couldn't stand. And every time he'd call me up with something, he'd start screaming at me, and I get defensive. And he was extremely difficult to work with, and not just with me, but again, everybody. And so a person I know said, well, you know what you need to do is don't get upset with him. Just link with your heart and laugh at him.
Out loud?
So laugh. Just laugh when he screams at you. But first get in your heart when you do that. So I tried it. He started screaming at me, and I said, oh, you're so funny. And I started laughing. It drove him nuts. I mean, he did this for about 3 or 4 times, and every time he did it, I would laugh at him. But of course, I did always link with my heart, and I said, okay, let this laughter be, you know, really hit him, because I was sending it to him. And, you know, he started then stopping it. He would call me and say, sweetie, can we talk about this? And he was so nice to me, and everybody said, what did you do to him?
I laughed at him.
He kept yelling at everybody else. It didn't change. And then he got an ulcer, and then he had to change. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think how you react to people does change them. I can, before I tell this story, I think Dr. Gammon had a similar story when he was growing up where he was, do you remember the story with your dad?
Yeah, I was a kid, and I don't know what happened, but I started crying and complaining and, you know, you love my sister more than me. And he just pointed his finger at me and started laughing uncontrollably.
That ended
sibling rivalry right there. And
it
then.
Just never happened again.
Never happened again. I tried it on our kids, too, and they hated it. I'd point at them and laugh at them.
Well, you know, many moons ago, I worked for a practice. There were 4 internists. Actually, there were 3 at the time, internists at this practice. And one of them had a terrible, terrible temper. And I used to say, oh, I'm never going to work for Dr. So-and-so. And I had to rotate into his pod once because his nurse was out, and he was known as the chart thrower. And he came out, and I wasn't there fast enough, and he threw this chart down the hall, and the papers went everywhere because, you know, it was paper charts back then. And I just looked at him, and I said, you're going to clean that up, right? And I walked away because I wasn't going to clean it up. The patient was in the room, right? So he's there on his hands and knees. He cleans it up. And at the end of the day, and he didn't talk to me the rest of the day. He just left notes on what he wanted me to do. At the end of the day, I pulled all the pillowcases off. They were cloth pillowcases from all the day. I brought him in his office and said, while you're at it, why don't you wash these tonight? And I literally left. And after that, he was so nice to me. But no one had ever stood up to him. And
stood up to him, yeah.
Yeah, he was a big guy, too. And I just, yeah, I don't know. I wasn't going to go pick up his mess.
That's a great story. I love
He was just waiting for someone to do that to him.
You think?
Absolutely.
I thought, man, I don't know how you act at home, but she's going to return you. His defective husband. Well, how can our listeners find you? Like, what's the best place online?
Well, I have my own website, and it's Nanette, Nanette. Hucknall, HUCKNALL.com. And I'm also in Facebook. You can find me in Facebook. And I think my I also am on Twitter. I'm just looking.
Man, this is awesome. You got it all going on, all social
I'm
media.
Around, yeah. I'm also a president of the Higher Self Yoga Inc. .com, and that website also has a
so
lot.
So you do yoga?
Pardon? Higher Self Yoga, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
HigherSelfYoga.com.
Well, that's
and I have an Amazon page with all my books on it.
Yeah, and you know, that's so great. You have, what are the names of your other books? I saw a list of them.
The Rose and the Sword, How to Balance Your Feminine and Masculine Energies. And then I've written 3 Higher Self Yoga books. Yeah, that's about it right now.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. We're so glad you came on.
Oh, Karma I'm sorry. My first book was Karma, Destiny, and Your Career.
Oh, boy, that's a whole nother show in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
What parting words do you have for our audience today?
Well, I think the main thing is to realize that your heart is this wonderful instrument and that start using it, not just for love, but using it for everything you do in terms of your creativity, your intuition, in terms of connecting with people, in terms of understanding with your discernment, and start really realizing that it's an instrument, but it needs to be practiced and tuned like any wonderful instrument.
I love it, Nanette. Thank you so much for coming on the Staying Young Show. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, this and every single show goes to podcast after it airs coast to coast. And you can find the podcast of the Staying Young Show and Stay Young Medical Minutes at Staying Young Show 2.0.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, so today we have Rick Forte. He's from Tampa, Florida. Rick, are you feeling lucky today?
Always.
Oh, he's always feeling lucky. Okay, here's what you're going to do. The doctor's going to go back and forth. They're going to give you five questions. You're going to play for prizes. And you'll get something out of the Stay Young vitamin line for you listeners. The Stay Young vitamin line is mostly gluten-free. A lot of the products are gluten-free. Almost all of them are vegetarian, and they're all non-GMO, and a lot of them are also dairy-free. But today, Rick's going to play for those prizes. And if you're really good, we'll give you some Lifeline stem cell cream. Can't keep that stuff on the shelf. Here we go.
All right. First question. The blue whale has the largest heart. How many pounds do you think it weighs? Largest mammal on Earth. Choices, 50, 250, or 1,500 pounds. Blue whale's heart, how big?
Let's go with 250.
Yeah, 1,500 pounds.
Isn't that crazy? I was like shocked when I read that. I couldn't believe it.
Big boy.
Here's your next question, Rick. There is one and only one part of the body that does not get blood pumped to it from the heart. Where is that part found? Let me repeat that. There is one and only one part of the body that does not get blood pumped to it from the heart.
Think about it. It's not pink or red. Well, it's not pink or red. So think about something on your body that's not pink or red.
Let's go with the liver.
Oh. No, it's the part of the eye, the cornea, the covering of the eye,
Cornea.
It's a clear part.
That's I tried to throw you a softball there, Rick. I really tried.
Thanks.
All right. Next question. At how many weeks or days gestation does the heart start to beat in a pregnancy? Got kids? Wife came home from the doctor. Honey, I heard the heartbeat. Oops,
let's
forgot to mark that down in my memory. 30 weeks?
30 days.
Oh, 30 days. That's close enough.
That's close enough.
Yep, so somewhere around 35 to 40 days.
Very good, Rick. Very good.
All right.
So you did pay attention when she came home with that exciting news.
Here's a little historical question. It's true or false, so you got a 50% chance. The first pacemaker that doctors used actually plugged into a wall socket. True or false?
I'm going to go with true.
It is true.
Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing because it's alternating current. It's not even direct current.
And they use
it for the first
bill.
Pacemaker. Yeah.
All right, final question. True or false, being happy can statistically improve your heart's level of health.
That's got to be true.
That's true.
See?
Right.
He's smart. He
Your
just
heart is
to
light
up.
With happiness.
Okay, Rick, I'm curious. I know you're out of Tampa, Florida. What do you do?
I'm the CEO and founder of Relationship DNA.
Oh, Relationship DNA.
Well, tell us all about it. That sounds fascinating.
We need some information about Relationship DNA.
Well, so we're a software company, but ultimately Relationship DNA is like Myers-Briggs personality assessment, but for your love life. So rather than assessing how introverted or extroverted someone is, we measure characteristics such as communication style, trust builders, and breakers, relationship expectations and needs, and various forms of intimacy like spiritual intimacy, experiential, intellectual, physical, etc. And all of that, is the whole idea is really to help people make informed decisions before pursuing new relationships so they can save time and avoid making emotional connections.
Excuse me, I really like you. Could you take this survey? But you know what? It may save a lot of heartache, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of cool use cases that we have so it doesn't suck all the joy out of dating and make it cold and scientific. So we have addressed that as well.
So what would you like to do tonight, honey? I don't know. I was thinking we could use this new software so I can see if you're a do or a dud.
I thought he was going to say, they actually look at DNA to see if your DNA is compatible with somebody.
That's his next venture.
Yeah.
Maybe next. It's all based on the science of psychometrics.
So do you license this to like the dating sites?
No, we actually don't. We're independent of the dating site. So for those individuals that want to choose a particular site, they can do that. Or if they want to meet somebody in real life, they can use the tool as well. It's really independent and agnostic.
I think you should license it to the sites. That would knock half the people out, though, right?
That's right.
They're like, sorry, you don't match anybody.
No, let's see. are you mentally healthy? Nope, that eliminates 2/3 of the patients on the site. Are you financially viable? Oops, there goes another 32%. Yeah.
I know, but then you get down to the good stuff.
I got about 4 questions, and I could eliminate 99% of
them. What are they? Because we're going to ask Rick if they're good questions.
Do you have any wants and warrants out for you?
Oh, you're really setting the bar high.
I am. You got any wants and warrants or priors? Right? I want your police record, right? Are there any liens? Or have you had any bankruptcies in the past?
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
Have you ever been contacted by the health department regarding a sexually transmitted disease? Okay. So right now we're down to about 1% of those left on there, right?
See, Rick, we're very happy to help your survey out here.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like it.
They get past those 3 or 4, then I'll send them to his website and say, let's take the
You've
test.
Passed round one.
Right.
Now you can take relationship DNA. Okay, so if people want to go like check this out, where do they go?
MyRDNA.com.
MyRDNA.com?
That's it.
All right. We're gonna send – so the R stands for relationship, so MyRDNA.com. All right, we're going to send people there because I think that's fascinating. Rick, we're going to send you out some stuff. What should we send him? He's pretty good.
Oh, send him everything. He needs it.
He's dealing with relationships. Okay, so we're going to send you out some age support multivitamin. I'm assuming you're over 30.
And, I am.
Okay, and then – and I don't know why I assumed that. Sorry. And then we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream because, that's one of the things that's probably on the list, right? How many wrinkles do you have? So we're going to solve that. And thanks for coming on and playing with us. You've been fun.
For having me. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Well, he was fun. I could have talked to him a lot longer.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by SmartNewYou.com and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Or go to SmartNewYou.com.
Okay,
Judy, are you ready?
I am, but I got to just stop you for a minute because this is the first time it hit me when you go, give Charlie a call. I mean, it makes him not sound like a doctor. I mean, you should say, call Dr. Powell. Because when you say, give Charlie a call, it's like they're calling like the used car place. This is like a serious procedure that's going to change their life.
Okay,
try it again.
Give Dr. Powell a call at 214-524-6333.
Much better. That's much better.
What do the following words have in common, Judy? Civic, I, level, and madam. Civic, I, level, and madam. 4 words. What do they have all in common? Send in your answers.
I don't know. Okay, so if you know, you're going to call us at 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. Or you can go to stayyoungamerica.com and fill out the contact us. Dementia Defender answer. Now, don't forget, you got to give us the right answer. And then also, we need to know where to ship the book If you get it right, we'll ship the book out to you, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. If you get it wrong, you'll get a postcard from me saying thanks for playing.
That's it for today's episode of The Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your USA without the use of that noisy and unromantic
CPAP machine? Every day, courageous patriotic dreamers lose their status.
I'm Dr. Charles Powell,
every day,
and I have been helping patients just like you.
Nancy Pelosi says she's not going to support a long-term budget deal without protections for dreamers.
This procedure
the House Democratic leader saying the budget agreement being worked on right now does include some Democratic priorities, but does nothing to advance bipartisan legislation to protect young immigrants here illegally from the House floor, saying,
as members of Congress, we have a moral responsibility to act now.
You're listening to WHCRGB.
It's looking like a short-term extension will happen before the government runs out of money tomorrow as talks continue to strike a two-year budget deal. The president deciding whether or not to release a Democratic memo challenging claims about alleged FBI surveillance abuses, talking yesterday in Ohio.
Did we catch them in the act or what? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, did we catch them in the act?
The president's supposed to make a decision soon. This is USA Radio News.